Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It is Wednesday. It is 11 o'clock. It is 12 o'clock Eastern time, which means he has pushed back his lunch for us. We go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find Mike Florio, who usually also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Mike, now we have to always ask, what's the plan for lunch today?
There is none, unfortunately, but there's no feeling better than knowing that your stomach is growling. Like, it gives you an energy that carries you through whatever it is you're doing. And sometimes it's almost like the Seinfeld episode where they're test driving the car and they want to see how far they can push it past D.
Yes.
Sometimes I get tempted to see how long I can ride out this discomfort of being hungry. But I know I can do it for 20 more minutes.
All right, I feel like that's fair. Any more than 20 minutes, and I feel like you start to get into the hangry category.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get hangry, and then people don't know how to deal with that growling in the stomach. I just push through, and I'm like, I'll eat when I eat. But it's interesting that that gets you to a certain level. Mike, speaking of getting to levels, we got a trade.
Yeah.
And I'm so fascinated by the trade itself and what it could mean larger picture, because, you know, we stay on Aaron Rodgers' watch, as I know you do too. So can you give us just what the parameters of why the Steelers are moving on from their most valuable wide receiver?
Well, for the past half hour or so, I've been working back through some of the specific points in the relationship between the Steelers and George Pickens that made this trade seem inevitable. There was an incident after a Thursday night game between the Steelers and the Titans in 2023 that created a dust-up between Pickens and the Steelers. And Mike Tomlin said, this is a pebble in my shoe, which I think he meant to downplay it. But if you ever had a pebble in your shoe, it's not a pleasant experience. There were incidents throughout the 2024 season. Remember, after the Christmas Day loss to the Steelers, he showed up during the interview post game when they were wearing the giant red Santa coats, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and it had a come get me vibe to it. After they lost in the playoffs, he was asked, Pickens was, by reporters, are you optimistic about the offense going forward? He said, nah. So it really seemed like it was moving in this direction. And I think the key was when the Steelers trade for DK Metcalf and give him a five-year, $150 million contract, that's a sign to Pickens, you're not getting paid. Not by us. And I said that day, he is getting traded. Now it got quiet. And I think part of the problem was there wasn't a land rush for Pickens, because I think people around the league would look at this and say, man, Mike Tomlin is really good at keeping guys who could be an issue under control. and he's having trouble with Pickens. What's it going to be like for us? But at the end of the day, Cowboys get him. Cowboys want him. And now the Cowboys are going to have to figure out how to strike this balance. Keep him happy. Get the most out of him. When do we pay him? How do we get him enough football so he's happy when he's clearly number two to CeeDee Lamb? This thing has a lot of layers and levels, and it really is a calculated risk by the Cowboys.
Yeah, there's a couple of truths here, though, and I think you just hit on one of them, Mike. Number one, the Steelers will find a way to get value for people even after they haven't had as much value to them. We sit here in Chicago knowing what happened with Chase Claypool. Stands to be repeated in this window. I think one of the first thoughts I had was, if George Pickens isn't right for this, what's going to happen next? I felt like I had that thought somewhere during the season last year. It was probably around that time. It was only a matter of time at that point, right? At that point, you knew they were going to move him. The other part of this is the Cowboys love trading for receivers. Yeah, this is something that I feel like is a time-honored tradition. Unfortunately, going back to what they paid for Amari Cooper, at least this time around, we understand it's a 2026 third rounder and a 27 fifth rounder. That makes it make sense. You know, and I feel like with the Cowboys treating their run game the way they are, they're going to have to pass more in order to try to win. So maybe there is enough for everybody.
And if CeeDee Lamb gets double covered, George Pickens running single coverage down the sideline, we know how effective he is at tracking and catching deep balls. He's immensely talented. And one of the criticisms I've had for the Steelers during their 3 years with George Pickens is very similar to one of the criticisms I had for the Seahawks during their years with DK Metcalf. When you have a guy like that, you need to find a way to get the ball in his hands. Your offense needs to be premised on finding a way to get him involved early, to get the most out of him, to get defenses to shade coverage toward him so the rest of the offense opens up. And I feel like the Steelers never fully embraced it. The quarterback is going to be the key, though. We had Jason Garrett, the former Cowboys coach, on PFT Live today once the news broke. And kudos to the Cowboys for knowing when to drop this. 6:30 a.m. Eastern time, command coverage all day long of this story, take over the news cycle, brilliant by the Cowboys. And we got Garrett on, and he said the key is going to be Dak Prescott to managing this relationship, getting the right tone, getting the right balance, getting Pickens to buy into whatever his role is, because he's going to want the ball enough times to earn a second contract with the Cowboys or with someone else. Well, CeeDee Lamb's already the number one receiver, so how's that going to work? And I think that's one of the reasons why the Steelers had to move on. Once you make Metcalf the number one receiver, Pickens isn't going to get the number of targets that he needs to go out and get a $30 million a year contract somewhere else. So the Cowboys really need to find the right way to make this work, and it could be as simple as quarterback. When you look at the quarterbacks Pickens had during his 3 years in Pittsburgh, it was all post-Roethlisberger. It was Kenny Pickett. It was Russell Wilson, who isn't what Russell Wilson used to be, and others. It really, I think, underscores, number one, the importance of the quarterback making it work, and number two, the possibility that perhaps Dak Prescott can do it.
At least Dak Prescott has weapons. Meanwhile, we've got a weapon in DK Metcalf, wondering who will be the quarterback. I mean, you just posted a story about Aaron Rodgers, kind of the latest, as we all kind of keep eyes on it. What can you tell us about where you're seeing this Aaron Rodgers situation, whether it's heating up or is it pretty much we're still on a treadmill right now?
I was told before the draft from someone in a position to know, and I know Aaron Rodgers prides himself on no one knowing anything about him under any set of circumstances. That's just an unrealistic and naive view of how people operate. Everybody tells someone else something they're not supposed to tell anyone under a strict vow of secrecy, and then that person inevitably tells one person under that same vow of secrecy. That's just how human beings are. So I was told before the draft that Rodgers to the Steelers will happen. The question is when. And then during the draft, Art Rooney II, the owner of the team, says he wants to come here. And that kind of got obscured by the whole Shedeur Sanders slide and the prank call and everything else that happened that weekend. But I think that's a pretty important statement. I think at this point, he's waiting until the schedule is locked. And look, the schedule comes out next Wednesday. At some point before Wednesday, the NFL can't do anything about changing it. But when you look at the schedule the Jets got last year, and Mike North, who's in charge of putting the schedule together, came out and said, the Jets owe us one. You know, if Rodgers to the Steelers is a done deal, they might get more primetime, short week, jerked around the schedule games early in the year. And whatever anyone says about it, it complicates your effort to win games when you've got Sunday to Thursday twice in the first half of the season like the Jets did. So I think at some point, at or around the time the schedule comes out or just after it, that's when I think Rodgers is going to join the Steelers. OTA start May 27. I think he does it by then. And the name to watch by way of a potential acquisition is Alan Lazard, because we know how good he is with Rodgers and how good he isn't without Rodgers. And he renegotiated his contract with the Jets down to a $2.5 million salary for this year. That becomes very attractive to a Steelers team that suddenly has DK Metcalf and a bunch of guys behind him.
Yeah, it's not a bad thought about Lazard, too, because even though in my brain he's over 30, he's only 29. That's a movable asset for any team.
Especially since we've seen what he does with Rodgers. Rodgers is big on guys he can trust, guys who he knows will catch the ball when he throws it to them, even if they seem to be covered. Lazard is big enough that he can do that. And there's that relationship. That relationship is so important. So if you're going to be dropping Aaron Rodgers into a new situation where he doesn't really know anyone, now, that doesn't mean that Rodgers gets to be GM and brings in Nathaniel Hackett and Devontae Adams, too late for that. Randall Cobb's still out there. Who knows if Cobb becomes a member of the Steelers? But there's something to be said about making things comfortable for Aaron Rodgers. You want comfort for Rodgers, and you need production in the receiver room. Right now, the best thing they have behind Metcalf is Robert Woods, who arguably best days behind him. They've got some journeymen like Scotty Miller and Ben Skowronek. They've got Calvin Austin III, who can be a great, you know, specialized niche player. I'm not going to be surprised if not long after Rodgers officially signs with the Steelers send something to the Jets to get Alan Lazard, who really doesn't have value to them without Rodgers there.
Steelers clearly playing some chess instead of checkers if they're waiting for that schedule release before they worry about signing Aaron Rodgers. I'm curious, because that schedule release a week from today, people have been talking here about the Bears opening against the defending world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Do you think that's the most likely thing to happen?
You know, I haven't looked at the Eagles' schedule recently, which means I don't know.
Okay.
But I'd love to see Washington-Philly rematch right out of the gates. They're not big on division rivalries in week one, but it's not unprecedented. That is going to be an interesting test, because there are going to be some compelling home game possibilities for the Eagles throughout the course of the season. Will the NFL burn one on a night when they really don't need to? I'm always curious about what the NFL does for its biggest games that will draw a big audience regardless of who is playing against the good team. Thanksgiving, for example. Is it a great game or is it an okay game? Because even an okay game is going to get 40 million people. That's going to be an interesting one to look at. But the Bears are in play because the Bears kind of have that quality now where people are interested. And in the event that it doesn't work, you may as well get their marquee games on national TV early before we find out that another year of hype melts into another year of something less than what people were hoping for.
Mike, just so you know what the other out-of-division games are as far as home options, it's the Bears, the Broncos, the Lions, the Raiders, and the Rams. Those would be your other options outside of the division for the Eagles.
A Rams rematch would be compelling because of all the teams they faced in the postseason last year.
And
the Eagles didn't have the bye, so they played four. The Rams were the only team that gave them a good game.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the difference was, as we know, partially, Jalen Carter, that game-wrecking three technique. I say that because it reminds me of now Abdul Carter asking for a retired jersey number, which I think is out of pocket to do so against.
These kids have no manners.
Lawrence Taylor, of all people, to acquire about number 56. And I know he also acquired about number 11. I understand that this is going to happen with the passage of time. But what were your thoughts when you heard about that entire discussion?
Well, my general thought is, teams shouldn't retire jerseys. There's got to be a better way to honor someone who was great, because there's only so many, and there's up to 90 guys who need uniforms at any one time for NFL teams. Not that there's 90 dressed, but you've got 90 on the roster up until right before the start of the regular season. Everyone needs to have a number. So that can become an issue. I believe if you're going to retire jerseys, you have to stick to it. And I think the teams should be the gatekeepers here. The Giants have some fault for this because they facilitate it. They encourage it. And it's one thing for a Peyton Manning to go to Denver after he's worn 18 for over a decade and he's already a Hall of Famer, and they convince Frank Trapiuka to unretire number 18 for Manning, or J.J. Watt to go from Houston to Arizona and they convince Marshall Goldberg's family to unretire number 99. Now we're seeing guys who are stepping into the league as rookies with no experience in the NFL getting retired numbers. The Giants did it last year with Malik Nabers. They gave him number one. It's been retired for Ray Flaherty. This year, Cam Ward gets number one with the Titans, retired for Warren Moon. Although that one's different because that was Oilers. He never played for the Titans. So it's a little easier to distinguish. But what if these guys who come in end up having careers that justify retiring their jerseys? That makes it very awkward down the road. What do you do? Do you retire it for both players at that point? I'm a believer that Abdul Carter and any player coming into the league should pick a number that currently means nothing to the team and then dedicate himself to making that number mean everything.
I think that that's a good way to look at the motivation. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
We're joined by Mike Floyer, creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. We're talking a lot about kind of fallout of the draft, and one of the things that was brought up to me, I'm trying to remember who told me about this possibility. I think it was David Haw on the morning show. This idea that the draft is just isn't big enough, right? And that they could go to some type of week-long draft where media night is on Monday and then the first round is on Tuesday, the second round is on Wednesday, Thursday is the... Do you see a scenario in which the NFL expands draft week to make it an all-week thing? Mike, is that a thing on your radar, or are we just...
Yes.
Wishcast? Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, Ben Fisher of Sports Business Journal had an item earlier this week, and it's one of those... I keep a list of all the stories I'd like to get to, and then reality intervenes and George Pickens gets traded and things that are on the list. They usually stay there until Saturday when things finally slow down and then I can catch up. But Ben Fisher reported that the NFL wants to, at least for now, spill that crowd into Wednesday and Sunday. Not necessarily with rounds of the draft, but with events that will get people to show up at the venue on Wednesday and on Sunday so they can pump up the numbers higher and higher. And I need to say one thing. I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but the NFL loves to inflate the attendance of the draft into something that seems larger than it is. They'll say this year there were 600,000 fans that attended the draft in Green Bay. Well, it's not 600,000 different people. You've got the same people coming back day after day. And when you see the numbers for Saturday, the numbers for Saturday were bigger than the numbers for Thursday, which seems ridiculous if you saw shots of the crowd. Here's what happens. There's a perimeter set up somewhere at the draft site, and there's no charge. So people go in and out all day long, especially on a Saturday. Got to go to the car, got to go to the bathroom, got to go get something to eat. Every time you go back in, you get counted again. So one person can get counted once each day, multiple times each day. That's how they get to these massive numbers that they embrace, and I wish they didn't do that. Like, the real numbers would be good enough. It's an impressive sight on Thursday night. But once the Packers made their pick on Thursday night, that place cleared out pretty fast. But they want to take those numbers and add Wednesday and Sunday. And look, I think you're onto something. Round one, one night. Round two, the next night. Round three, the next night. And then at some point, you just got to do the rest of them, because really, by the time we get to round five, six, seven, I'm sorry. I know it's my job to follow this stuff. After Shedeur Sanders got picked and all the dust settled on that, I was done. I'll check the list of all the players who were drafted once it's over.
Mike, we have to pick up the torch, because the way we talk about our seventh round running back pick, Kyle Monongai out of Rutgers that the Bears had, it's definitely us. Like, it comes down to the media who covers the local team. So we're picking up that torch for you. What did you think? I know we're up against a break. What did you think really quickly of just the announcement of the schedule at the draft, by the way? That was something that I gave pause to. I don't know that it was really necessary in the way it was presented.
Every time something like that happens, I think of the scene from The Office where Angela says, stay tuned for a very important announcement about your paychecks. They will be issued at the usual time in the normal amount. Like, it's an announcement about nothing, and it felt like it was being crammed into the captive audience. But the NFL has realized there are tent poles out there in the offseason when they're not playing games, and they've crafted these events that otherwise mean nothing into something. And the schedule release will be a huge deal because even though we know the who and the where of every game, the when is critical, especially for a team that needs to get off to a good start. Can we get some easy games early? Can we get out to 3-1 before we hit the teeth of the schedule? How many of these short weeks do we have? How many primetime home games do we have? For the people who attend the games, when do I plan the trip here? When do I plan the trip there? And now we know late season, any of those games can get jerked around from Sunday to Thursday to Monday to here and there, which shows that the NFL really doesn't care nearly as much about the fans who attend the games as it does about creating big events that 20 million plus will tune into on the networks, the cable channels, or on any of the streaming platforms where the games are broadcast.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, thank you for joining us here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Lunchtime.
Thanks, Mike.
Lunchtime for Mike. And for us, it is Jalen Johnson time.
Because, oh, man.
He had a conversation with Keyshawn that had us, it had us talking in our pre-show meeting. The man has set some goals for himself.
Very specific goals. Can't wait to, for you to hear and for us to discuss here on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's there ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All Pro, and you're not a top 100 guy. That's, I mean, I could have been 101, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers didn't even play in the season. He was voted. So, I mean, hey, everybody made mistakes. It ain't just the media. That.
Why is that one of my favorite sound bites? And of course, do you know this song, Marshall? Do you know the significance of this song? Couldn't be what we talked about before Mike Florio.
I can't remember what we talked about
before. Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah. You did. You rattled off that. I'm going to rattle off something else.
We're broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer.
You didn't let me rattle it off. That's okay, though. I'll get you next time.
I thought you were going to rattle off a stat or something.
No, it was going to be a lyric based on you did a lyric. I was going to do a lyric.
We got music. Let's go.
Well, it's too late now. It's never too late. For a specific purpose. I will do it again later in the show.
Let's talk about the prom now. Now.
No, we're not talking about the prom now. That's Monday when Grody's here. We can all share our prom experiences together. When I was held hostage to go to prom, basically.
Yeah, yours is way more interesting. Mine were pretty run-of-the-mill and just fun.
Hey, man, at least you got to go to yours. You know,
I went to two of them.
Hey, at least you got to go to two.
Money in the bank.
Hey, man, it means you have to have money. That, you know, it's part of the story. You have to have money in the bank to go to the prom. It ain't free.
No, it was not. Although, I think it was cheaper for us then than it is now.
That's fair, but also I'm not doing a promposal either. I'm not doing all that stuff.
Those are so, involved. When did that become a thing?
Social media? It was probably a thing, and then social media made it a thing.
Yeah, a guy actually did that. Now that I'm remembering, he did ask me to prom in that type of way.
Did you say yes?
No.
It was English class,
and he was sitting next to me, and we all cracked jokes in English in my class. Nobody's surprised by that. That's why I'm sitting here talking
this,
to you.
We're going
to
say
and
this.
And he turns out of nowhere and is on a knee. I've been married. That wasn't even involved in my
prom
proposal.
Prom on a knee. That's a wild
move. Was Boys II Men playing?
That wasn't even involved in my actual proposal because I'm not that type of person. I'm just pretty practical, as you guys know.
I'm not one for grand gestures.
I like flowers, but I usually buy them for myself. And he just was like, will you go to prom with me? And I'm like, what are you doing? There's a whole class. What is this?
It's like proposing at a baseball game.
Did your face turn purple?
I don't know. We were just all kind of in a collective state of shock.
I like his approach. Shoot or shoot.
No.
In English class, though? Come on.
No, you got a KYP. You got to know your personnel there.
At least wait for lunchtime, man.
It's me. How do you think do you think I was any different then as a teenager? No, I'm the exact same. If anything, I had more of an edge then. I've gotten soft in my old age.
Yeah, you've grown. Let's give yourself some credit.
But the point is, how do you think I tolerated that then?
I'm kind of scared to ask.
I was like, great, what are you doing?
We'll revisit this on Monday when we do our segment on proms and promposals.
I just told you my experience. Okay, let's get back to the man who started this segment cussing, which always cracks me up, in Jalen Johnson, because I'm entertained by him, especially when it comes to being petty about not being named one of the NFL's top 100 players. He also, thusly, I think they might be connected. Talks about his goals for the season and did so with the Fox Sports 1 Speak crowd. Not our friend Danny Parkins. Not Danny. It was Speak. Let's listen in.
Expectations. It's crazy. I just wrote my numbers down, too. I want to have 7 interceptions. I want to have 3 forced fumbles. I mean, 10 turnovers at least. I want to have no touchdowns given up, no games over 50 yards.
A solid lockdown defense right there.
Yeah, no doubt. First team All-Pro, Pro Bowl again. That's a given. But, I mean, just as far as numbers go, I want to get in the end zone 3 times for sure. I got to get that, too.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on, man. Hold on.
I'll have me.
Did I hear you say 7 INTs? You got – so in the off season, did you get hand surgery or something?
Yeah, and jug machine, all that. Don't even worry about it.
Because I know you can't catch, so I don't know how you going to get 7.
What? What's That's going right. on here?
I like that. Now I'm gonna get 7, and when I get 7, you gotta give me something.
If you get you know if
let's
you go, get 7
right now,
you know if you get 7, I'm gonna get you what you want. Yeah, I got you.
Jalen putting his wrist up.
I got you. You already know.
Get him that rolling. Get him one of these bust downs.
And if you don't get 7,
I'll let me.
Yeah, I flip. Yeah, you know how we do.
Hey, man, just throw Key a couple bottles of tequila.
He can't catch.
He said, damn, come on, we got a guest over here.
No, he ain't just a guest. It's right. Family.
I just saw him on the highlight here to get an interception.
I'll show you some highlights.
Damn.
Where they handed him the ball, and he dropped it.
Oh my God!
So let's okay. There's a lot to unpack there, but listen.
Keyshawn Johnson
got in his business. And you know what? In context, let's get some context here. He's talking about 7 interceptions, 3 of which will be taken back to the house, right? For context, Jalen Johnson, over 5 years and 70 games played, has 7 interceptions and exactly one pick six in 70 games. But he's talking about next season getting seven interceptions with three of them at least, because you know he threw in the at least.
I love
taking it back to the house.
Whoever said we've got a guest on.
He said,
Keyshawn's like, this is family.
Keyshawn Johnson said, you can't catch. He said that in the same breath of the, get him some milk.
Oh my God.
That's how he said
it. That was such a, that really was like a family move. That's like your older cousin just flicking you upside the head and being like, what are you doing?
He needs some milk.
Yeah. Same vibes. Same vibes. That man said, did you get hand surgery in the offseason?
I can't. I mean, that was cold. Poor Jalen Johnson.
But I like
I never say poor Jalen Johnson. That was so, I mean, that was going up against like the vampire council on Twilight.
But if you see him, the video of it, he's holding up his wrist. He's like, yeah, give me a watch if I accomplish these goals.
I do love it when people get motivated by watches. That's what happened with Joel Embiid and James Harden.
I need a new Apple Watch if anybody wants to. Yeah. That's all I got.
I love a good Apple Watch. Yeah. They don't make the really gold one anymore. Well, they do, but it costs too much money and it bothers me.
It keeps my AFib under control. That's why I wear it.
That is a life-saving reason to wear it.
Yeah, that's kind of how that goes. But
if you get seven interceptions, I'll get you a new Apple Watch. How's that?
Man, listen, I like where his head is, because the whole thing was, it wasn't just that, it was him talking about traveling, and I think he's saying, I'm going to get more opportunities because people are actually going to throw at me now because I'm guarding other teams' prime threats at receiver.
If you don't set lofty goals for yourself, who does?
Well, your coaches, your bosses.
But not necessarily. Those are probably past anything that his coaches have set for him.
Well, are you familiar with the performance review and how they'll tell you they'll start moving the benchmark?
Oh, they will.
Yeah, that's
especially
usually,
when it's a merit based raise.
Yeah, that's
contract
what I'm
employee over here.
Exactly. So when your bosses up the ante and you're like, but I thought I was doing great. And like either one or two things: they're really trying to motivate you, or they're really trying to get you out of here.
My favorite is when they're bad at speaking and they'll just be like, yeah, we can't give anybody an X grade. And I'm like, well, at least you said the truth. I'm like, so if I'm being judged on a point lower scale and the point is 20% here, then okay, now we're talking. Yeah, I appreciate the honesty.
But I like Jalen Johnson just telling you what he said, I just wrote this down. And then he went through the list. Which of those do you think is the hardest to accomplish?
Three pick sixes.
That's it?
Three?
That's, yeah, that doesn't happen all the time.
Three. I actually think for him,
the touchdowns,
I don't necessarily mind the 50 yards. I don't necessarily mind that for him. I think that is a goal that will fuel him.
But the touchdowns? Like, I'm just not going to give up a touchdown in 17 games?
But even that, I think, is something that will 100% fuel him.
Okay.
It's the creation of turnovers. Like, let's just remind you of the 2024 turnover leaders in the league.
Okay.
Kirby Joseph had 9. Xavier McKinney had 8. CJ Gardner-Johnson had 6. How about that? Tied with Marlon Humphrey, Byron Murphy. Kalen Bullock had 5. Amani Hooker had 5. Dante Jackson and Derek Stingley Jr. also had 5. So that's what you're talking about here. I think it's impressive when you have 3 or 4 in a season, like Patrick Surtain did. He had 4. You know, 4 to me is a big deal. 7? Wild.
Okay.
Wild numbers.
Do you guys remember back in the day, Chad Johnson, now Chad Ochocinco. Had what he called Chad's checklist. This goes back to my time covering the Bengals.
Wait, did McDonald's play a part in this?
They did not sponsor said checklist.
He sponsored said checklist by buying all the McDonald's.
Chad Johnson at
please.
At the start of the season,
I'm trying to
remember what year this was. I think it was
it sounds very very Ought 12-ish.
Was it 2009? No, it was like 2000. I want to say it was 2006.
Oh, gosh, so long ago.
I think it was 2006. It's either 05 or 06. Chad Johnson made a checklist by naming, he wrote a list of all the 16 cornerbacks that he'd be facing that year. And he printed out a list and it had 2 boxes next to each name.
Now that's a schedule.
And it said yes on top of one column and it said no on top of the other column. And every week he would check off his list whether the guy covered him or not. Maybe we should make a checklist for one Jalen Johnson and go through these points, all these goals that he put up, and see if that happens. And we can exit off when someone does have a 50-yard receiving game against him. And we can exit off if he does give a touchdown up. And then obviously we get to the season and he has forced three fumbles, or he has created seven interceptions, or he has run three touchdowns back for an interception. Maybe we make a list and check it off.
I love that idea. That's how you track habits. You know, that's all of these are good things to do.
And manifestation. He's manifesting it, which is good.
I think there is something to be said for if you don't set lofty goals for yourself, especially as an athlete. These are numerical goals. It's not like some ubiquitous thing where there's not actually a tangible amount of something here, right? He gave you numbers. It's not like he's trying to say, get faster. Well, that doesn't really do anything. You know, these are tangible amounts. I feel like that is a more positive part of this entire piece of this.
I just don't know the last time I heard an athlete state out tangible numerical goals before a season started. Usually it's more team-oriented or I hope to do this. But he had very specific goals. I love it.
And then he got yelled at by Keyshawn.
Talked down. Actually, not talked at because he kept talking. So just talked at.
If that's how they are on TV... What is it like when they're not on a microphone? My word. I would pay good money to see that.
My goodness. It's going to be a fun season for Jalen Johnson, I think.
I actually ran into Keyshawn at the mall in November. I should have asked him then.
Did you give him the damn ball?
You know, I wanted to say I was a big fan, but my brother and I were just kind of in shock that we saw him.
Come on, Layla.
What was I going to do? I don't like interrupting people. It was 6 months ago.
Oh, I thought this was like when you were a kid or something.
No, this was November.
Hey, what was he shopping for?
Yeah, was he in the watch store?
Fashion Island in Newport. That very well could have been. It's a hoity-toity type of place. I went to the Peloton store.
I don't know if he was going to like Francesca's or something. Like, I don't know what he was doing.
Francesca's.
Oh, good point here. Good point, by the way. 630. He said 10 turnovers altogether, so he can take a fumble to the house, too. So that it could be a fumble return for a touchdown as well.
Okay. So see, that's why we talk about goals. Coming up, it is halftime. I have been saving a couple of different stories for you, but my buried treasure stories keep multiplying. So I think I got to do one of them today.
So I'm just going to give a review on this concert that I went to two nights ago. I'll tell you what happened when Kendrick and SZA took the stage at Lincoln Financial Field.
I want to know.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come on, what time is it?
It's halftime.
C-R-U-N-K. This is a short version of Rahimi and Harris. Marshall is back from Philly. We are getting you ready for Cubs baseball starting at 12:45. On the Score.
So we're getting a Crunk and Swole? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay.
And we got to start churning out turnovers on behalf of Jalen Johnson.
Hey, man. Apple turnovers, peach turnovers, cherry turnovers, whatever kind of turnover you like. You know?
Lakers in five.
Not Lakers in five.
Tell me you said that on the air and it wasn't just through our headset.
It was on the air, yes.
Warriors in five.
Oh, here we go.
Suggestion.
Steph Curry played too many games leading up to this series.
Oh, man.
That is not what we talked about earlier today. We did discuss the Cubs bullpen because if you don't talk about it after last night's game, you never talk about it. We always talk about it, so that's what happened. The next subject was Nicky Lopez, the infield, Pedro Armstrong in the 10th inning, and some fun with Nolan Ryan and Justin Verlander stats. Carter Hawkins at 10:45 gave us a clear plan about Cade Horton. And at 11, we just had Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk on as well. And then, yes, the Jalen Johnson goals list.
It's halftime.
All right, you know my app and my algorithm loves to tell me about some buried treasure. So this one was pretty cool. I think we were going to talk about it originally last week, so I saved it. Because there is a cool, like, Serbian connection to this one. Hikers discover nearly 600 gold coins dating back to 1808.
That sounds valuable.
The Museum of Eastern Bohemia is the one who assessed it. How nice is that? So this was pretty cool. It was basically like a box of treasure, except I don't think it looked like a traditional treasure chest like you see on cartoons and stuff. It wasn't like wood with the metal trim and then the cute little lock. This was an iron box.
So not like in the cartoons. Got it.
Right. And it was just randomly found in the woods. I don't even believe it was actually buried. It was two hikers. They stumbled across containers during a hike in the Czech Republic's, I can't even say this, Podrankowski Mountains? I don't know. You guys know better than I do, probably, because that is, Czech and Polish is not my strong suit. I have to hear it first. But the box housed 16 snuff boxes, 10 bracelets, a wire bag, a comb, a chain, a powder compact, and then gold. So how about that?
Do we have an estimation, like, as far as, is it just going to be museumed, or is it going to be auctioned off? Or?
I believe it will be museumed. The can's contents found 598 gold coins divided into 11 columns separately wrapped in black cloth.
Hold on. So did the people who found it just give it up to the museum? Or are they paying for it? I got to get paid if I find something. If I find buried treasure, what's the point unless I'm getting paid?
Well, I think these people did the right thing. They decided to hand it off to this museum. And it says here, quote, I found out that these coins did not travel from the Vienna Mint to us, but to the Balkans. And there, after the collapse of the monarchy in the then kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenian marks, so-called countermarks, were minted. So they were likely in Serbia during the 20s and 30s and were often used in typical Balkan necklaces and headdresses. It's a pretty cool concept when you think about it. It's like having actual history in front of you and somebody just left it in the woods.
I'm cool and all, but if I find that, I'm selling it. I'm making some money. I need to make money.
Well, the Museum of East Bohemia is now working to catalog and preserve the rare discoveries and hope to display them in a future public exhibit. I am curious what the powder compact looks like.
Am I tripping? Guys, am I tripping on the whole, let's make some money off
the
spine?
They did the right thing. It's a piece of history. Important bulk in history at that.
Okay, that's cool.
A lot of that stuff got destroyed.
It's cool. So the museum has money, right? The museum needs to pay me for my stuff.
Yes, I think you should be compensated for your part in trying to preserve history.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I think Ray is an excellent hype man who knows how to earn a commission with his speech.
I know, that's right.
I just want money.
It's nap time.
All right, so Monday night, as you guys know, I was gone the last 2 days. Shout out to Dan Wiederer, Mark Grody for holding it down. Enjoyed both of those programs as I listened in the Odyssey app using the 1.5 feature. So it did not take me 4 hours to listen to it, but I did my due diligence.
I do the opposite. I rewind segments all the time. It takes me 6 hours.
I actually do 0.5. I just want to hear more.
Wow, that'd be too slow. That's not what I want. But the advantage of the 1.5, I'm so glad that's up and running. So go to your Odyssey app, listen to anything that Layla mentioned off the top of the segment that you did not get to hear in the chapters portion using that rewind feature. But so SZA, Kendrick Lamar, what people need to understand is this concert was not a Kendrick Lamar concert featuring SZA. It was a Kendrick Lamar and SZA concert.
Who played first?
Kendrick.
Whoa. Yeah. That tells you what you need to know.
Well, but he played last too, but they had a whole bunch of collabs together, including Luther, which is like number one for like the 10th straight week. But the best part of this concert was before the concert, it was all Luther Vandross for like a good 45 minutes. They were just playing Luther Vandross hits at a sold out Lincoln Financial Field. And you know, I was asking the people around us because it was a very teeny bopper crowd, if you will.
Gen Z.
And I was like, hey, y'all know who Luther Vandross is? They're like, oh, that's like something. There's a song called Luther, right? Yeah, that's. And he's like, yeah, I think my mom told me about him once. And I was just like, ah. Oh. I was defeated. My best
Jalen Hurts knows about Anita Baker.
My best friend, who I went to the concert with, a young lady, comes up to him and is like, sir, I really like your hat. When she hit him with the sir, this is Don Bell, or somebody you know.
Oh,
when
I
she
know
hit him,
Don.
When she hit him with the sir, I looked at him. I was like, we old. We the old people at the concert.
This is like Anthony Heron when he came to the realization that he was midlife when somebody called him Unk. You know that conversation when Ant was like, I was in Atlanta and I got thanked for opening a door by being called Unk. And we had to talk Ant off the ledge.
Nah, but you can call me Unk, but the sirs is more disrespectful than the Unk, right? Like, because sir is like, you're my grandparents'
sir is
age.
Respect. Sir is absolutely respect.
You're right. She was giving him a compliment. It just felt like, ooh.
Was she going to yell at him and say, hey? No.
And then I had my Love and Basketball shirt on. You guys have seen that, right? And people were like, oh, Juju Watts? I was like, no. They're too young to know because she has the USC, because that's where she played basketball.
Now I feel old.
Yeah. And then, so it was a lot of feelings. The concert was, it was good. I give it a B.
Ant got called OG, my bad. You're right about that. But still, it was something that upset Ant to a level.
It's okay, man. Look, as my grandmother once told me, you either get old or you die. Which one sounds more appealing to you? So that's where we are. But it was the concert. I give it a B. It lacked the production value I was looking for.
What were you looking for?
To be amazed and wowed.
I understand what you're saying, though, because this man just came off the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, I've always heard that he puts on one of the best live shows you can see.
The show was good. It just, I was looking for more.
You were looking for like fireworks and say burning the Bulls banners or something.
They did have.
Did you want to
fire,
go to the Disturbed show?
They did have fire and they did have fireworks.
Were any banners burned?
Maybe I just seen a lot of concerts. I saw like JT had put on an amazing show. Britney Spears, watched the Throne tour. My goodness, Beyonce.
Drake put on a really good concert where he had the floating stage. Did you see that one where the stage moved up and down and he talked to like the people in the third deck? That was really cool.
Been to Drake. I've been to a lot of concerts and maybe that's what this is. No more concerts for me.
What do you want? Fireworks? You want explosions? What's the deal?
I don't know. I want to be wild.
I'm wowed by music. SZA and Kendrick Lamar are two of the better voices live that you can see.
I thought she was better than him, by the way.
No, I will always appreciate them and I will take the time. Next up is Five on It. Man, did we have some discussions about these questions?
We did.
We did. We'll get to them next with you. Next.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.